This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, how much quicker until Benjamin Sturts? I'm saying his name right. Right, it is Benjamin. He doesn't go by Ben or Benny.
I think that's it.
How quickly is he going to be a next Iowa basketball
exactly,
player?
Exactly, yep.
Like, fans in Iowa, you got to think Kling right now is like, all right.
Let's go.
And he's like, actually, I don't care about basketball.
Well, they thought they were good with Fran McCaffrey, which, by the way.
Christian's dad?
Yes. That guy left, and I look at weird things, like, he won 297 games at Iowa. I'm like, damn, that guy was like three wins shy of 300.
Wow.
That sucks. But he wasn't the most affable guy in the world, I don't think.
Yeah, what is it? Like, how many years was he there?
A long time, 12, I think.
Damn.
Yeah, a long time.
So almost 300 wins in 12 years?
Yeah.
Quick math, that's...
Not enough.
Yeah.
Got you fired.
Exactly right. Quick math, and you're fired.
And
bit
you're gone. I heard that with the transfer portal being open, Hunter Dickinson's going to stay at KU. Yeah.
The hell he is.
Can you kick somebody? Well, I guess you can kick somebody
I
off
don't
the
think
team,
he
yeah.
owns residency in Lawrence as of today.
Like, he never went back after Thursday. Why would you?
No.
Who was the guy? Josh Selby. You remember Josh Selby that showed up, right? So we were at Selby's first game, and my wife was pregnant, and they go and we said, boy, if he has a big game, we're going to name our kid Selby, right? You know, one of those type of things. He dropped like 22. And basically never was heard from again. And I remember being at, God, what year was that? That was my second daughter. So that was like 2010, 2011. Mm-hmm. And I remember being at the end of the year thing for the KU basketball team, their end of the year banquet. And Josh Selby wasn't there at the end of the year banquet, which is like, you know, 2 weeks or so after the season ended, right? And we're like, where's Josh Selby? Like, we don't know. He didn't show up after the game. That was it, just like disappeared. I don't think anybody has heard from Josh Selby and Lawrence since 2011. Like, he just up and disappeared. I wouldn't be surprised if Hunter Dickinson was doing the same thing, and rightfully so. Yeah. I mean, he did not live up to what fans expected. And it's different now with the portal, with NIL. There are now expectations. And if you don't live up to those expectations, fans have the right to boo and not like you. It's not college like it used to be anymore.
We are 1 month away from the draft, so
can
I'm sure that we
will.
No. I never can believe anything anymore. Like, there's purple, green. I'm not talking about my garage, but there it's all outside.
Yeah.
You got purple in the garage. You are staying for quite a while. But no, like, we are a month away from the NFL draft. So, like, we'll come up with a new bit when we get too closer to the draft. We'll put our heads together after the show and think about what we can do. But here we are. Everybody on last year's team is coming back. Obviously, Juju, Kareem, all these guys are going to be back on this team, which leads you to the question, pick 31 in the NFL draft. Who are you taking? Best player. Best,
yeah, okay. It's for me, it is. I mean, and I know that's a boring answer, but that's what the Chiefs do. They take the best available player. I used to be one of those best available player at position of need, but then you get to a point where you're drafting like the fifth best offensive lineman instead of the second best cornerback. And the way that injuries happen and turnover happens and all of that stuff happens in the NFL, you got to take the best player available. I think you go in with needs, and I still think offensive tackle is a need. Offensive line still is a need, you know, for this organization. So, I mean, I would love them to draft linemen on both sides of it, because I still think they're not deep enough on the defensive side on the defensive line. So I would go one of those two positions. But whatever they decide to do, Brett Veach has earned the benefit of the doubt. He could draft Dusty, and I'd be like, well, I can see why, you know, and I give him the benefit of the doubt.
That first step,
after
Dusty.
The food I eat today, I probably could play left tackle.
But I was talking to our friends, the Kennedys, who are going to host us when we go to Arizona next year at their new house. They're putting in a pool in February. Should be ready by March. And so their son plays left tackle in this arena league out in Salina. And we were having the conversation, like, left tackles and offensive linemen anymore in the NFL? They're not fat anymore. Everybody's lean in this league now. You're tall, you're lean, you're big, you're ready to rock and roll. So, I mean, I still think offensive line and defensive line are two big areas of need for this team.
So you're saying offensive line left tackles are now like golfers. Nobody's fat anymore in golf. Mm-hmm. They're all just lean and in shape.
I mean, seriously, look around the NFL. Do you see any blobs really anymore? You don't see people like the fridge anymore.
No.
You just don't see that. You can't be that way, because have you looked at defensive ends?
Yeah.
They may be the best physical specimens on the field.
Like, Vita Vey looks fat because his jersey's short.
Right.
But, like, you know that that's, like, just a little cushion around the muscle that would absolutely just put you into the dirt, dude.
I mean, Aaron Donald had a six-pack. You know, defensive lineman, almost 300 pounds. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I mean, Chris Jones is not fat. You just don't see that guy.
And they're faster than us now.
And if you're going to be an offensive tackle in this league and you're going to be fat, you're going to get your ass kicked every single time, because those defensive linemen are chiseled dudes.
No more Gilbert Browns.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Remember Vince Wilfork?
Rest in peace, yeah.
Gilbert died?
I think Gilbert's dead. I think we lost Gilbert. I know Dana Stubblefield's locked up.
Yeah. I knew that. Damn it.
What? They were on the team together at KU. Did we not lose Gilbert?
I think we still got Gilbert.
Do we? Okay. I'm
sorry. So confident with that guy.
I thought maybe we lost Gilbert. Wow. I don't know.
Gilbert is very much still
Gilbert
alive.
Gilbert is 54 years old.
Come on.
Sorry. Sorry, Gil.
He just thought, because he was massively obese, he's dead.
For whatever reason, I thought we'd lost him. I don't know.
Is he dead? Okay. Yeah, I think he's dead.
He's gone.
I'll come back.
Whoa. Now Gilbert's alive and well. Hey, man, you had me dead.
Lord have mercy. No, I think with the first round, I mean, I guess obviously the easy way out is to say the best player available. But when you get to 31, it is so tough to pick there. I think you still go defensive line.
Yeah.
I think that's where you have to do it, because of multiple reasons. You are very slim, no pun intended, at defensive line. I know they brought in a guy that no one's ever heard of.
Maybe Jerry Tillery?
Jerry Tillery.
I knew that name.
Never heard of him.
He's Did you know that pick? Name, Mac?
Yeah.
He hasn't played for the Vikings, right?
I've never heard of that name.
He's played for the Raiders and for the Chargers. I know that.
Sounds promising. But you don't really have a lot there. But if we always kind of go back to what Alex Smith was to Patrick Mahomes, and what maybe Travis Kelce can be to Jared Wiley or to Noah Gray, maybe you can bring in somebody that Chris Jones could like coach up, because Chris Jones will be 31 in this season. Obviously, he's not going to play forever, and you need somebody that can be there. They bring back O'Minihue as well.
Yeah.
So you kind of have this rotation of guys that can be either, you know, successors to these guys or predecessors to these successors of the defensive line. And again, look, we know three quarterbacks at least are getting drafted. We know defensive ends are getting drafted. So you're going to now pick between, you know, 20 players. How many of those remaining 20s are going to be wide receivers, going to be corners, and then not maybe a lot of defensive tackles are taken? Now, I could be wrong. Again, I haven't really dove into the draft. If you need to, you can go to the Character Concerns podcast. They get one every Wednesday. But I really think defensive tackles where they should go in the 31st pick, and then I think later on in the draft they go running back in the third round.
If we're just going position, defensive tackle's so deep. There's got to be somebody there.
Yes.
Right?
There's got to be
in the draft. Yes. There's got to be
deep on Chiefs.
Yeah. There's got to be somebody there that you can get that could be a first round talent for you.
How would you feel? I know in Veach we trust. So no matter what, you're going to trust him. if the Chiefs traded back in the first round, they trade out of the first round.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate it either.
Because at 31, you're essentially picking a second round guy anyway, yep. Borderline third round guy.
Right.
As they say, there's 15 to 16 first round picks. And, you know, so you're late second, borderline third picking at 31. Yeah, trade back.
You would know more than I would. Do you think they did not trade out of that first round pick when they held it here in Kansas City because they
I think so. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And that's kind of the,
Okay.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.